Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregor Mannarino. It is still Tuesday, July 29, 2025, post-market wrap-up. And we're going to wrap it up. I can promise you that. I'm losing my voice a little bit, so just kind of bear with me. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, so first of all, as you know, people listen to me. I can't do the live stream anymore. This AI screening nonsense, it's cutting me off. There's no doubt about it, for months now. You guys have witnessed it for yourself. Soon as I cut into it, boom. You think that's just a coincidence? Some people do. Me, I don't believe in coincidences, especially when it comes down to the stuff that you and I cover here every freaking day. And look, man, this stuff, you can't know this, especially what we're going to cover in a moment with regard to where we're going. If you did see the video I did this morning, we broke it down pretty well, but I want to expand on this because something here that was inspired, Corey, you out there, buddy? Corey Kostas had mentioned something that I think many people forgot because none of us happened to exist on the earth at the time when this happened. But we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But with regard to this market, crude oil is taking off on the threat of more war and more devastation, human life loss, and everything else. President Trump's threats on Russia are now reaching a fever pitch. Yet again, I don't know what it is that possesses President Trump. And I'm not calling him out. I'm just saying what, you know, what possesses this guy to think that he can order the world around and the world is just going to, you know, bow down to his greatness? I don't think so. United States is unfortunately coming apart. We have no standing in the world at all. They're laughing at us. We haven't had one, not even one, comprehensive trade deal so far. That's a lie, an illusion. Again, a Babylonian theme these days. Again, this nonsensical deadline thing. I mean, the deadline with Russia is coming up. President Trump says, you better make a peace deal or else, of course, what? We already understand the first part is blanket tariffs across the board is, according to him, extremely high. And number two is President Trump is threatening to send not only defensive weapons, but offensive weapons to Ukraine. You want to pay for that? Well, look at crude oil. It doesn't seem to like it. Although, I'm sure there are some people that made out very well on the back of, you know, threats coming from the president of the United States, and the world is not going to bow down to President Trump. I'm sorry about that for those of you that think he deserves it, because he doesn't deserve it. So with the stock market itself, so down across the board, nothing major, a little fear trade here. You saw the 10-year yield drop, nothing much, still stable because of what's going on here with the Fed. Fed's buying all the debt. The Treasury's buying all the debt through a backdoor mechanism. Now, Scott Bessent, in case you don't know, is now the front runner for the new Fed chair. Our current U.S. Treasury Secretary is the front runner. Him and some other guy, they're running neck and neck. President Trump is going to choose one. Who freaking gives a damn, really? You think it's going to make a difference in your life or mine other than more destruction, more currency devaluation, more debt expansion on a planetary scale? No, it's exactly the way it's going to go. And you know it, and I know it. Everyone knows it. MAGA people, where are you? I need you here. I'm not calling you out. I'm calling you in. I need you here. Gold and silver, not too much today, but crude oil was the real story. Dollar, a little knee-jerk into the fear with the threats. Weaponry for more war, more death, more pain, more suffering. You can't make it up, but this is the situation we're in, and I am sure you all voted for that. With regard to the economy, job openings decline and hiring tapers off due to trade wars. Now, this is the lowest since post-scamdemic. Job openings and hiring has now reached a post-scamdemic low, but we're doing great here. People should be to hear President Trump. Why are we talking about Epstein when we should be talking about how great our economy is doing? You can't make that up either. Again, when someone continues to lie to you, forget about the Epstein thing. Let's put that over here. All right. We all know about the Epstein thing. It's no secret. President Trump refuses to swallow it. Swallow it, dude. We all know you're in it. Now, with regard to the economy, we're dead. Our factories are dying. We got a new currency system coming in here, tokenized, as you and I called before everybody else. The bait and switch. Where's the uproar? Where's the uproar? The bait. No central bank digital currency. The switch, we got something orders of magnitude worse. A privatized, tokenized system where corporations are going to be able to produce their own tokens that you're going to use as, well, it's not currency. And it's not cash. These are tokens. And they're collecting all your data, people biometrically and everything else. Opt out. This is the beast system evolving right before your eyes. Now, looks like Market Watch is waking up here. Bad news is good news for the stock market. Again, the promise of more easy money. You can't make it up. Now, this is in your inbox right now if you sub to the Freedom Platform. Again, people, I want to thank, there's a lot of you that took me up on the free trial here. Thank you. Thank you for doing that, giving me a chance to at least prove. Even if you decide to not join, thank you for taking me up on my offer for a free 7-day subscription. I mean, that's all I'm asking for. Give me one shot, one chance. And then, yes, if you like it, you have to subscribe. If you do it for a year, it's $40. If you do it per month, I don't know why you would do that. It's $5 a month. But if you do the $40 a year, it's only $3. You can cancel your subscription anytime. But once you do that and you start just sharing work like this, you earn points towards free subscriptions if you want for life. You just got to share and refer. And that's it, people. I can't do anything else. I want you guys over on the Freedom Platform, please. Many people today, at least 100, took me up on my offer for the free trial. Please do it. Link in the description of this video. So let me cover this for you because this is where we're going. The return of the company store economic model. This is before your time and before my time, believe it or not. So Lyons, there was a time here in the United States when companies, just like now, instead of paying their employees cash, gave them store vouchers. To me, this looks like where this new unconstitutional, off the Richter scale, stablecoin token system is going, signed into law by President Trump. Now, this, again, was inspired by my buddy over here, Corey. You're a great man. I did an interview with him today. So the new stablecoin token system is Babylon's version of the old company store vouchers. Digital this time and far more dangerous. Let's break it down. Then, the company store model, we're talking about late 1800s, early 1900s. We weren't around. Workers were paid, not in cash, but in scrips or vouchers. These could only be redeemed at the company's own store, where prices were inflated. The result, economic enslavement, no freedom of choice, no savings, and no exit. Now, Lyons, there is even a song that captures the voucher scripts system. You know that song? You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I'm going to keep my day job, all right? But I even put a link, if you want to listen to that song, what people were forced to deal with at that time. Now, enter the stablecoin token system, the digital script voucher reborn. Fed regulated again. The Federal Reserve still is the hub that's going to control the privatized company issued tokens. Okay, again, think like Apple Coin, BlackRock Coin, Walmart token. So I go on to say, Fed regulated stablecoins or these privatized Fed approved tokens will be programmable. Period. The end. We all know it. They can enforce where you spend, approved vendors. Think again, Apple Coin, Walmart Coin, BlackRock token, etc. The new system can dictate when you spend with an expiration, what you spend on, whatever they want. No meat, no travel. You're not allowed to spend them there. No gold, no crypto. This is what I'm talking about, people. If we don't push back, it's already signed into law. It's unconstitutional. President Trump knows it's unconstitutional, yet he signed it into law while the Epstein distraction was going on. Who gets it? Social score compliance, identity link. Now, here's your food token, citizen. It's good for 3 days. Redeemable. Yeah, maybe it is redeemable. Redeemable at Babylon Mart only. This isn't store credit. It's a closed loop of control an economic prison disguised as modernization. Sound about right to you? Psychological trickery. Just like the old system, they'll cloak the chains as convenience. This is faster, it's safer, no need for paper money, but the true intent is economic hurting to push you into approved pens where Babylon owns the gate. Are we on the same page? How the old script voucher system mirrors the new modern stablecoin Trump token system. President Trump was the first guy to order to this year, earlier this year, USD1, his own token that he created with his sons, that created a token crypto empire. The Oval Office has been turned into it. Meanwhile, we can't even get one comprehensive trade deal. It's all optics. We got nothing. Same principle, private issuer, controlled currency tied to a closed ecosystem, just like the scripts and vouchers. Same trap, inability to save, limited purchase options, built-in debt, now digital, stablecoins, closed-loop tokens can dictate, again, where, how, and what you spend, just like the script once did. Lions, a currency that restricts, this isn't even currency, okay? Wasn't a currency then either when they were issuing scripts and vouchers. At least they called them scripts and vouchers. It's not a currency. It's not money. It's scripts and vouchers. But this token, they're going to tell you it's currency or money, for which it's not. These are tokens. You're being tokenized. Everything about you with these biometric IDs, people, when I mean everything about you is going to become a tradable asset, it is. I wrote an entire paper about this. I've done videos about this before anybody else, okay? I'm no smarter than anybody else, in fact. But I pay attention. So Lions, a currency that restricts is not money. Again, this new system is tokens. It's not money. It's not currency. It's obedience enforcement. A true economy is based on trust, value, and choice. Choice. This new system is based on surveillance, control, and program dependence. MAGA people, you don't like this. Open your mouth. Finally, stop. You're not mute. Okay, Greg Mannarino is calling you in, not calling you out. You don't like this. Tell President Trump, who just signed this into law, along with his AI action plan, which you're going to lose your job. I don't care what you do. Doctors or even lawyers, you're going to lose your job. Okay, push back. Start pushing back against the man that you believed was going to change things. And don't blame yourself. A con man is always a con man. And we're still getting conned. You were conned. It's time to admit, free yourself. Let people mock you. Good. That's what they do. But free yourself. Realize you were lied to. You were conned by the master con man himself. Okay? Once you accept that and free it, you're done. Okay? Let people say what they want to say. But it's up to you guys. It's not, look, man, I'm not anti anything. But I am, well, that's not really true. I am pro-truth. That's what I am, okay? With regard to being anti-something, it's probably a bad way to think. You always want to be pro-something. I am pro-truth. What we have here is a lie across the board. This new monetary system, stablecoin system, you didn't want it. You thought you were going to get no central bank digital currency, which would have been orders of magnitude better than what we got. This privatized system, there's no oversight. At least with a central bank digital currency, there would have been even the hint of oversight here and pushback. But when President Trump signed this into law, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. And any executive order, by the way, not that this was one, is nothing like, for example, this AI action executive order. What that does is it puts a piece of duct tape over your mouth. It says, you will shut up and you will do what I say because I am your overlord. Some men think they're gods or they have a god complex. Okay. Doesn't end well for them. Think Nebuchadnezzar, think Herod, think Pharaoh and a plethora of others. Okay. It's not going to end well for President Trump nor the United States of America, which I certainly believe with every fiber of my being is under God's judgment right now. And if we don't turn this around, we're in a lot of trouble. So push back and opt out. Sound about right to you? I hope you do. And MAGA people, I'm really talking to you. Not calling you out, calling you in. I want you here. Free yourself. Forgive yourself. It's very hard sometimes in life to forgive yourself. And no one wants to admit they were wrong. And if you were wrong, understand you had no say-so. Zero. With regard to the presidential selection. You had none last time. Had none this time either. Okay? It's all smoke and mirrors. They choose who they want. If we had any real choice, well, you think things would be the way they are right now across the board? And I'm not just talking about the presidential selection. We have no choice. They've made us slaves, and now they're independent on their system. Now they're making us dependent slaves, and people, unfortunately, are going to surrender to it. Not you. I really hope that's not you. All right, guys, good. Listen, I'm out of here. I love you a lot with all I got. I really hope you got something out of this video. Let me know. Check my Instagram, all right? You guys are going to be... I got a little surprise. I bought myself a birthday present. All right, my birthday was July 22nd, just a couple of days ago, a week ago. I bought myself a little present. Not that I deserve it, because I don't. It's another, I'm not going to tell you what it is. Go to my Instagram. It'll be out in about, I don't know, 15 minutes from the time I am doing this. And I think for you gearheads out here, you're going to like this one. See you guys in the morning.